like hitting them with bubbles, but they don't get stuck in the bubble like they die, and who can just kill people with these objects that, like, until now you thought were just, like, nice and safe, like bubbles. You don't think dangerous, but no, man, I'm murdering people with bubbles. And then there's, like, dragons in his house and shit. And it's like, what bubbles? And then he's dead.
So we have to end at 5, right? So this story will pretty much take us to the end of the show.
No. This is the short version. So, you gotta imagine, for miles and miles of walking, this dude is telling the story. And every now and then, our buddy Otto would interrupt him and go, "All right, hey, how many steps, huh?" Like, just fucking around. Like, he doesn't believe it. Just like, "Hey, how many steps, ha ha!" And the kid's like, "Oh, 1,357. Like, that. And we'd all laugh, because, you know, who knows? As long as he picks a lower number, it's funny. Or if it increases, we get scared. So we're walking, and this weird conversation continues. And then we get to this intersection, and Otto asks him, "How many steps?" And he's like, "Oh, 73. And we round the corner. He goes, "It's down this way." We round the corner, and about three quarters of the block down, you see what's clearly the party, like people going into and out of this warehouse building, and like the address system matches up with where we're supposed to be going. We're like, "Oh shit, there it is." He goes, "Yeah, that's the party." And we go, "Oh, are you going?" He goes, "I could take you there." And then we're walking towards there, and Otto asks, "How many steps?" And he's like, 31. And then like Otto starts counting, 30, 29, 28, 27. And I swear to God, we get to 1, and it's on like the doormat of this fucking warehouse. Like, oh my God. And that blew our mind right there. Because we were all counting. And then we're like, "All right, here we are." And then the kid's standing, and we're like, "You come in?" And he goes, "Oh no, I gotta be somewhere." And then he just walks away. Like, he took us all the way back there, and then he just left. And I'm like, "What the fuck was that?" And Otto's like, "That is what an angel looks like." God sent us a holy protector to save us from the horrors of that crackhead.
And knew how many steps there were.
Oh God, yeah, that was, so, and the kid left. Like, and I swear to you, it was like one of those things where, like, you turn back and look and he's gone. It was like, yeah. So that's my best Triple H story. Well, maybe the best, I don't know.
This blinking light is too fucking my eye.
Ham force.
This is not blinking that much anymore.
No, why you gotta tell him that? Now he's gonna do it.
Well, he's gonna do it anyways, because no, you brought it up.
Anymore. I think my story.
I'm being good.
I think we should make it stop blinking so that I don't.
I'm always listening.
Well, except for when you're not, because we clearly asked for you a couple times and you're nowhere to be found.
I just choose to ignore you then.
You guys actually.
So basically, you're like God.
Agree. Exactly. I'm always listening, but I just don't give a crap.
Glad we clarified.
Next!
What?
Magnets, man. How do they work?
What? Fucking magic.
I can't hear anybody else in the
room. Who asked me? Who? Someone asked that, like, at the booth last night to that dude. What? Those work on the badges?
Magnets, some guy, man. How do they work?
Some guy came up and asked the guy how magnets work.
Yeah, it was an ICP song that turned into a big internet may-may.
Oh, is that? Yeah. Okay, I only know when she came up, but I'm like, well, that was really random.
Magnets, man, how the fuck do they work?
I'm glad you were here to explain that, because I was like, wow, that's really random.
That should have been the theme this year.
Random?
Yeah, Hope, 2010. Magnets.
How the fuck do they work? Might be random.
Magnets, how the fuck do they work? That should have been.
Would have saved us a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
Or at least half of the confusion. Now there is a literal the last hope and a figurative the last hope.
I mean, I'm getting off the mic for a minute. You guys talk about some interesting.
Where are you going?
Behind you.
Oh!
Ba-dum-tsh.
Oh.
My arm's not that long. It wasn't.
Lies.
It almost looks like a penis.
Oh, apparently he's gonna go doodle.
Penis.
Well, doodle something.
Probably a penis.
That's not a code word.
I can actually hear him drawing coming across the headphones.
Yeah, you can. We need to turn it that way. Get it. Yeah.
Magnets, man.
You're on the air talking.
How the fuck do they work?
We can hear you drawing.
We can hear you drawing through the headphones.
Oh, and a wind. Where is that coming from?
A nice breeze is blowing through the studio.
Only, you know, by sound. It's not actually physically blowing through. It's just the crazy part.
It's your haunted friend.
Probably is. Ah, magnets.
We are all captivated by the writing on the wall. It is... It makes for truly horrible radio, but it makes for a fantastic picture.
You can still hear him writing. That's the funny part.
Magnets!
It really does make for poor radio.
How the fuck
I gotta
did
say.
They work?
Yeah, we just kind of took a nosedive. Everybody hates us now.
Yeah. By the way, we're...
What about grabbing people?
Or what?
Hey, Darko?
Yeah.
Go grab random people that pass by and bring them in here.
So I'm guessing we're not streaming T-Profits Talk?
Yeah, just grab random people.
Wait, what time is it?
Five after four.
Whatever happened to that wireless? I want to pee
know,
on the
but
air.
We're going to grab random people and bring them in here.
Because that has everything to do with the wireless.
Let's go have a smoke
that
break.
Doesn't matter. That's what I'm thinking. Grab people in here, put them in here. I'm going to have a cigarette break.
Jackpot.
Oh, great. So it's going to be me in here.
Well, we got to wait till somebody gets here.
No, we're not going to abandon you. Don't worry. Not yet, anyways.
Oh, tell Johnny to get all hot girls for Cooter.
Johnny, Cooter requests that you get all hot girls.
Preferably at least one hooker.
That hooker's probably still on the bench hooker. Downstairs, just so you know.
According to Johnny, all of the women here are actually hookers.
Are we sure about that?
You want to be on the radio?
There is a stop ace scratching at your door.
No, he's not scratching. He's taking pictures.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, he just took like 20 of them.
He doesn't want to be on the radio.
He's a photo bug.
I feel violated.
I do feel slightly violated. Like, he didn't ask for my permission. I'm going to
sue him. A little bit, yeah. What's up with my mic? I was deeper before.
Uh-huh. Maybe you pissed off the engineer and he made your voice sound more girly.
Yeah, maybe. Wait, want to fix it, maybe?
Maybe he'll make you
sound
more girly.
Just make your voice talk different, you know. Just talk to all of you.
Hello.
Hello.
You could fix it. You could fix it by just going deeper. Just saying.
Sometimes, it's not always deep that matters. It's how you use it, not exactly how deep you go.
It's true.
Because when it's, you know, in the intestines, it's not as fun.
So yeah. Now I have two mics.
You have two mics?
I do, yes.
What, one and two?
Surround sound.
No, three and two.
Three and two?
Three and
no, one and
that's
two.
That's right. No, he's pterodactyling microphones right now.
He's got one and two, because me and Blue are on three and four.
Yeah, I realized.
Oh, I just realized what he wrote on the wall. I haven't been able to read it this entire time, because he's been there.
What'd he write?
He wrote, Johnny's balls were totally, like, right there.
With an arrow pointing to the seat.
How far?
Oh, look over there.
I know. I put that there.
Oh, okay.
That's me.
So
see the girly writing?
For those of you out there who are interested, they're just chatting about what they wrote on the isolation booth wall. For those of you,
yeah, because we're waiting. How far did Johnny go?
I don't know. I can't see him. He left. Oh, there
it's
he
like
is.
A
he's
destination
back.
Vacation.
Oh,
he's back.
Ooh, it's like a surprise. Oh, that's not what there. I was thinking.
You're not him.
We need a lock on the door.
That was hilarious.
Apparently,
like,
Johnny's only
showing?
Found two hot chicks so far, and none
two
of the
works.
Hot chicks want to come on the show.
Oh, they don't have an option. They're just coming in here.
Well, apparently, he's not.
Kidnapping is okay.
Johnny.
Kidnapping
you're to
is
kidnap
perfectly
the
legal.
Hot girls.
Perfectly
you're to
legal.
The hot girls.
If they're hookers, they won't even get reported, so don't worry about it. It's not a big deal.
I gotta put the scream on for that one. I'm sorry.
Oh, we don't get to hear it.
Well, I heard it a little bit. I heard it. It's over there. I heard it.
Oh, I can hear it over there.
Sounds like she's in a trunk from in here.
Oh, it's echoing. I can hear music in the background.
Yeah, we've had music this whole time.
Oh, have we?
Yeah.
Oh.
You've had music going under you the entire time.
I haven't heard it.
Well, that's because you're not paying attention.
It's because we're not listening to it.
Yeah.
Bunny forgets what's under her a lot of times.
I'm not touching that one. Not with a 10-foot pole. Really? Really? I give you the perfect setup and nobody falls through?
Wow, you just now.
Hold on. We need a pause.
No, I got it. I had nothing to say to it. What am I supposed to say? I'm just going to sit here.
Oh.
Maybe you should say Darko fix Nikod's mic. Maybe.
Well, what's that got to do with me?
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Where is that noise coming from?
I don't know.
Wax on.
Why don't we have any guests in here on the radio? What's going on?
Someone, anybody, bring people to the booth. Anybody. Grab your partner or just random person next to you and bring them to the booth. Right now. No, now.
Before.
Yesterday.
Previous to now.
Come on, people.
Did you just knock on the wall? To what?
Did you guys
know one probably heard you.
Well, we need people to talk with. I mean, come on.
We can make a glory hole. Speaking of our homeless guy and glory hole, that'd be a great place
with the fiberglass and sludge.
Oh, God. That would itch. Oh.
Some, like, cloth video. Went through. Wear a condom. I mean, that's safe sex. Safe glory hole.
Well, then what happens on the...
Well, it's a surprise on the other side. That's the whole point. You're not supposed to really know what's back there. Where are you going? Oh, he's doodling.
Oh, no, we get to watch him.
Oh, he's doing a glory hole. What's he doing now? Yeah,
ladies,
we have a very large...
Ladies and gentlemen, come to the front of the Radio Statler booth to see the Radio Statler glory hole.
We have a very large glory hole.
The nice
I'm not
thing
sure
is,
who
it's
can
right,
fill
right
it.
On the other side of Darko's seat.
And no, I think Darko's more like right there, isn't he? Or is he really that far down?
No, he's really like that, almost that far
down.
Oh,
sweet.
No, I'm right at the juncture between the two panels.
Which two?
The last one and the middle one.
All right, pretty much. So you're on the other side of the glory hole.
Oh, lovely.
Open up.
No, thanks. I'll leave that for you, Bunny.
Sorry.
We have to leave something for the other 2 days. We can't just fuck it all up now.
Yeah, really.
We do actually have a hole saw sitting over there.
We need Johnny to show back up with guests.
Paging Johnny Xmas. Paging
and he's
Johnny
leaving.
Xmas. I have a wireless mic, so I can't do it on the air.
Besides, if you go on a wireless
mic... Did we get the wireless mic hooked up yet?
No.
Oh.
Besides, if you go on a wireless mic, we have to kill all audio outside, otherwise you'll get feedback.
Yes. Oh, you don't have it killed. You just have it turned down?
No, I'd have to kill it.
It's just turned down, so people can hear us outside.
Oh, they can hear you outside right now. You guys have been blasting through the entire Hope Con space. And through the entire first floor and the lobby of the Hotel Pennsylvania.
Now we just need
is
to get up on 18.
Is it the lobby?
Yep.
Yeah, it's in the lobby. Not in the lobby.
No, it's in
the
listener area.
It's in the listening area.
Yeah, it's the lobby of Hope. Not the lobby. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, not the lobby of the hotel. That would be... I think we would have been shut down a long time ago if we were in the
hotel. So maybe we should actually, while we wait, talk about Hope.
Maybe.
Okay.
Since you've got 45 more minutes until the
dear
next
God.
Talk, you have to fill 45 minutes.
We need people.
Actually, 47.
47 and a
so
half.
Do you count?
Tick. Talk. Tick.
Oh, no, don't do that. Stop.
Talk. Tick.
I don't know.
Fine,
someone,
I'll do this.
Do we have a program that someone could bring us?
Sure. I'm sure I can have someone bring
that's
a program
inside.
That's
probably not fire safe.
Yeah, probably not.
We don't do that.
Well, the walls are fire...
the walls
fire
are.
Fire rated.
I'm not fire safe. I'm pretty sure I'll light up, like, you know, a Christmas
so what
candle.
Did he cover the light with?
The boa.
The boa?
Yeah, that's going to go up in a big poof of flame.
Yeah, along with us.
Well, Bunny, just run for the door and then hold it shut so it just gets thank God. I mean, let him out. Yes, we want to save our fellow Radio Statler member.
So anyways, does someone have like a program out there that they can bring us?
Actually, no.
Or, wait, what about our schedule? Why don't we talk about that?
Okay.
Do you have your phone with you?
It's dead.
Oh.
It died while we were in here. Oh, you found it. Darko, you bastard, you found me again.
Yep.
Well, it's one or the other.
Huh?
I mean, he's only got so many options. He knows it's not that one. He knows it's not this one. Wow, that leaves two more. He's already done. He probably did both. Just cover all bases. Hey, Darko, pull up the schedule for us. Maybe we can...
Hold on one sec.
No.
Yes.
We will not.
No. What are we holding on for?
See, he's not listening all the time.
Yeah, what are
yes,
we...
Yes, I am. I'm just...
What are we holding on for?
What are we doing?
You're entertaining yourselves.
Oh, I found our title.
What?
Oh, and he doesn't have you in it.
Apparently, Johnny Xmas is getting turned down by everyone.
Can he get anybody? I don't care who.
Nope.
Seriously. No, you're totally not in the title. On the
he
front
got
of the page,
you a blue.
It says, Johnny Xmas, Cobalt, and Bunny discuss Hope 2010 first impressions.
Well, that was because we shifted everything around.
Well, no, we knew you were coming the entire time.
Really?
Yeah, because you were like, hey, can you guys wait to go upstairs? And we're like, just go get it and show up. So, remember?
Oh, right. Oh, so this one just changed now.
I don't know, I just...
Darko, seriously, change my fucking mic back.
No.
Uh-oh.
Coming out.
Duck.
Run, buddy, run.
Oh, good lord.
You break it, you bought it, Cooter.
I have a weapon!
All right, so we should have grabbed a program, a Hope program.
So Cooter is wielding a mic stand.
So we can talk about
I'm so very hope. Afraid.
I know it's a concept to talk about Hope and Hope.
You know what
well,
I'm going to have to do now,
hope.
Right? Just so you guys know, for Cooter's mic, I'm going to have to get the effects processor out to make him sound like a little pitch-shifted girl.
Is Cooter coming back in?
Maybe.
At this moment, I'm all alone in the booth.
No one loves Bunny, apparently. It's very sad.
Oh.
Bunny's all alone in the booth.
I'm very
alone. And you guys
alone.
Are abandoning her.
And I'm very scared.
Nick God is abandoning Bunny.
Ah.
Bunny
just,
is all
he's,
alone.
He's just upset that I'm too cooler than him.
And you sound more masculine.
Do I? I'm the trainee. Oh, no, I'm not the trainee. All right, we got a Hope program. So I've got the Radio Settler schedule. You've got the Hope schedule. It's upside down. There you go. So now let's talk about something relevant, maybe. So, conference? I want to use real. Ow.
Bear with me for a minute here. I didn't actually ever read this program.
People have read it?
Apparently.
Really? Wow.
I don't hear anything on these.
I thought you kind of just wandered around and ended up somewhere and hoped it was interesting.
Okay
then. Alright,
I guess I'll go back
to
this
night.
Is the mic that I
fucked with.
Oops.
Anyway, so maybe we should talk about,
you know. Joe, what mic are you on now
so I can turn you on? One. Okay. Numero uno. Okay,
you have numero uno. What are you... Pull up Friday. So, you know, today's Friday. It's only like 4.
Today is Friday, yes.
So let's start with Friday. What's going on today?
Stuff.
Own your phone. Happening in Tesla.
That's the T-Profit one. That was the original supposed to be playing right now. Sorry, T-Profit.
Oh.
Apologizing. What else is there? And we had... Sita? Sita sings the blues. A free culture success story. That was in Lovelace. And cooking for geeks.
Let's get the lockpick guys in here.
Tool.
Don't they come in at 5? Hello?
What?
Oh,
what?
At five o'clock there's the keeping your job while being a hacker.
Well, at 5 o'clock on Radio Statler there's Telefreak hosted by Beav and Friends.
Yes.
At 6, we're streaming the OpenAMD project, if we can get it to work.
Yes, and then we should be streaming lockpicking.
Well, no, we're at 7, we have the live show, which is extreme lockpicking.
Yeah, it's not live show, it's the streaming.
No, their streaming talk is earlier. It says on our website, 7 p.m., live, extreme lockpicking by Barry Wells and Han Fei.
Who the hell is changing this?
What?
Seriously, yesterday one of our streaming talks was changed and said recorded, and we had to put it back. Hey, we got people.
Someone at your hacker conference hacked your website and changed your programs.
Seriously,
this surprises
I think
you.
So.
At hacker conference, website hacks you.
What? Lock the door. So, Stape, if you're listening, will you please change that at 7 o'clock? It's streaming.
It is, because...
He needs headphones. I couldn't hear anything on them, by the way, when I put them on.
They probably weren't turned up.
Hey, Bunny?
Yes?
Just so you know, at 7 o'clock, they don't have a lockpicking session in any of the three rooms.
I'm looking at it right now.
I'm looking at the website schedule.
What's right in front of my finger? Everybody else can see it.
It says 1900, extreme lockpicking in Tesla.
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, I'm looking at it. It says 1900 in Tesla, knock, knock, housekeeping.
That's not what's in the program.
Oops.
Uh-oh.
So what's actually going to be playing at 7 o'clock?
Knock, housekeeping.
So someone hacked the web program for Hope, too?
Maybe it's actually extreme lockpicking. It's in the program.
It's Tool, but it's different people from Tool doing a different talk.
Look, I'm thinking Bunny's right, because you can't hack paper. That's all I'm saying.
It's been that way. The day that the schedule was released, it was the lockpicking. No, I'm right. I'm right.
Bunny, I will read it to you. It says, knock, knock, housekeeping. Right. The ins and out of hotel.
Okay, Darko, I didn't say you're lying, but I'm going to say I'm right, because on the paper program, it says lockpicking that I'm looking at right now.
Okay.
Like Blue said, you can't hack the piece of paper, but you can hack the site.
Well, then we put the wrong crap up.
We didn't put the wrong anything.
Well, then they put the wrong crap up.
What site are you looking at?
I'm looking at the schedule on the Hope official website.
Okay, so that's not us. What we have on Radio Styler matches what is in the program for Hope.
Okay.
Do you not believe me?
No, I'm just saying they have it listed different.
He doesn't believe me. He really thinks, I don't understand what's over there. That's hilarious. Okay, anyways.
Step outside.
Anyway.
No.
All right.
Actually, I'm going to go have a cigarette pretty quick, because we got this unknown person. Who's joined us?
All right, who's joining us today is Zach. It's
Zach?
Yeah, it's his fourth Hope, so he's...
Fourth?
Fourth,
You can't get a newbie?
Dude, I asked so many people.
Do you want to act like you're a newbie?
I think he's been to enough that he could act like he's new.
Wait, could you hear him? Because I didn't really hear him come across the... Say it.
I don't know.
Oh, wait, no, you're there.
You got to get up on it.
Get up on the mic.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to have a smoke with Blue.
Okay.
And you all have fun.
Okay.
Feel free to get naked.
Don't burn the house. All
right. No, we can work this. Yeah, first what I was trying to do was I was instructed to find hot chicks, which is classic radio. And hookers.
And hookers.
There are two hot chicks here. I counted them.
I don't count?
No. You're a tranny.
Ow.
That door is being barricaded when I get out of it.
Whatever keeps you out.
Bunny, don't forget to drop the match.
She's not on the... She's gone. Oh, you bitch.
I'm new karate kid.
Bunny took my solid snake headband. All right, so the two hot chicks here were very not interested. I'm pretty sure I scared them because I'm very scary. And then I tried to find people who just looked interesting, and those people were creepy for me to talk to. And then I just looked, I was like, okay, who looks normal here? And then I was hoping to find somebody new, and I couldn't really find anybody new. And then I just found Zach walking by as I was about to quit, and he looks normal, and he's not new, but we're gonna roll with it. How you doing, Zach?
I'm all right. I didn't know I was normal, but
you're normal.
I guess that works.
Have you been out there, Zach?
What?
Have you seen the people out there? Look like this guy.
But you come to a few of these. It's
Par
for the course.
Yeah, par for the course. Absolutely. I was talking social norms.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, look at me. I'm kind of weird looking.
It's also New York, so I mean, it's very eclectic.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want somebody who was going to come in there and vomit on the mic or something.
That happens after everyone goes to Blarney.
Someone is banging on the wall.
I think that's Blue banging on the walls.
Who's
okay,
there?
So Zach's got places to be.
The people that I was talking to, they left. They basically just went away.
You took off on you.
You came to Radio Statler and your friends are no
like, oh God,
friends.
He's in that wooden box over there. We never saw anyone come out of that box. Yeah. Oh, but I was down in the lobby, by the way, and you could totally hear. The speakers are nice and loud. So
awesome.
So, hey, all Hope goers, if you're actually listening to us, go ahead and come and knock on the walls. So
please.
Please.
We're desperate.
We like it. Yes. Zach, would you like to give a description of the room that we're
in? Yeah, so there's a lot of marker graffiti on the walls. A couple of pretty phallic images.
We're not governed by the FCC here, so you can.
Oh yeah.
All right.
So there's a dick on the wall.
There we go. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of knockers,
there are actually knockers across from me on the wall, drawn.
Lots of penises. It's, you're not
kidding. The one thing, though, is the magnets thing on the wall. Is the quote. It's actually, fucking magnets. How do they work?
Oh, I said so.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to... Why don't you fix that?
All right, I will.
You can just put fucking right over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you should redact the second one.
Well, we'll black it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just fucking magnets. How do they work?
Okay. I'm not intimately familiar.
Well, I guess
I'm only familiar with it, like, through hearsay, so...
I think that's better, honestly. Who cares?
We'll fix it. No, we're
getting... Yeah, you don't want to align with, like, Insane Clown Posse. You just want to make fun of them, so that's totally fine. Yeah.
Right.
If you get it right, then it's like, you know.
Okay.
Like, why did I know that? I don't actually listen to
this. He's right, yeah. So we got the average con-goer's approval.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not supporting ICP. We're laughing at them, not with them.
Okay.
I think they're laughing at them, though.
No, really, from what I understand, who just told that story? That they were bugging all the people in line for ICP, and everybody's having a ball, and then ICP got all mad. Like, they were going up to people in line for ICP tickets, all wow. Like, hey, man, how the fuck do magnets work? Like, asking everybody in line. And, like, all the people in line thought it was hilarious and were totally rolling with it. But, like, Insane Clown Posse themselves, like, what, Ed and Jay? Or I don't remember
their names.
Well, I'm pretty sure one of them's Jay. Were, like, all mad about it and, like, posted a bunch of, like, angry Twitter feeds about motherfuckers fucking with the juggalos waiting in line, talking about magnets like they know what's up. Like,
they don't even know what's up.
They're dead serious about what they do. That's the most retarded thing. They think they're the funniest people on the planet. They are, but for all the wrong reasons. Well, they think they invented the dick joke. Yeah, and so I would rather laugh at them with that, so I'm glad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they invented misogyny too. Yeah.
Oh,
it's there. Yeah, sure,
really?
Why not? It's their invention.
It's served us well these many years. These many thousands of years. God bless ICP. That's good.
I wish we could take callers.
I don't.
Wink, wink.
I don't wish we could take callers at all. I pulled Zach out of there so he could be our... We don't need callers. We got dudes out there. Yeah. So, Zach, this is your fourth con. What does that mean? You started in Hope 5? Hope
yeah.
Number 5?
So my first Hope was 2004, Hope 5.
Yeah.
I still have that... I've worn that band before.
At Hope 5?
Yeah, people... Well, no, outside of Hope 5.
Yeah.
Just happened to wear it because, you know, I was young and naive.
Yeah.
It's like, no one's going to think anything wrong of this. I get stares at me like I'm some kind of neo-Nazi.
Oh, because you like, wore it up on your, like, the Nazi soldier.
Well, I think it probably slipped, so I was like, ah, God. So, you know, I moved. Yeah. Terrible idea.
That's good. The for those of you who don't know, the Hope Number 5 badge was actually an armband. The theme was, I believe, 1984, Orson Welles's.
Right.
It's Orson Welles, right?
Yes.
Okay. What?
George Orwell.
George Orwell. There you go. Yeah, it's one of those two. Zach.
Orson Welles was the...
Zach, our fact checker. Can you back us up? He's our resident ICP fact checker. That's all we got to say. What did he say?
I think Darko has finally gotten tired of fucking with my mics because I keep switching.
Oh, okay. He's trying to figure out where you are. Yeah, and so like that was a whole kind of Gestapo kind of book, and so they gave us armbands that were very
reminiscent of the Nazi officer armbands, the red ones that they would wear on their upper arms.
Right.
Except these were black and had big fists on them. There's no swastikas. They weren't even red.
No.
But I think in certain circumstances, just wearing that one's armband is right. very indicative of Nazi behavior. And to walk around in public, I think, with that.
Well, because there were even people at the time who were leaving the con to go around the city and had them up further on their arms, and they were getting really awful stares. And there were actually, there were red ones. I think, was it staff who had
Oh,
red
you're
ones?
Right. The oh, staff yeah. had red armbands. What a horrible idea.
they were more like maroon. But oh, that's still
yeah.
red.
Wow. I don't remember getting horrible stares for it. I do remember that being the con where the most... Where I got asked by people out front and in the elevators and stuff, like, "So you guys are all hackers? Like you're at that, like it's like all hackers in there. There's like thousands of you. What are you guys doing in there?" Like getting like interrogated in these elevators by people who are all scared of having all these hackers in one place, like,
right?
Like their phones are gonna stop working or something just magically. Like if we all, if like you get enough of us in a room, like nuclear missiles get launched,
well,
just spontaneous.
That was around the time of the RNC too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, that
yeah.
was.
So that,
was,
that just added to the tension.
That could have been. I don't know.
The timing was pretty serendipitous, having all the 1984-esque theme up with they had the Big Brother that happened to look like, you know, the current president.
George W. Yeah. Bush. We had paintings of him in the window that were derogatory, but not like. We didn't draw penises on his forehead. It was him it was very artistic and tasteful, but it was clearly a dissenting opinion of George W. Bush in these, right. in these very huge murals. And we put them in the windows of the hotel facing out on the 7th Avenue, so even passersby all saw these huge anti-Bush murals, which is pretty cool.
Let me guess, the hotel made you take them down.
After a while, we had them up for nearly 2 days, and the hotel finally came forward and said, "Listen, we're getting tons in." Tons of angry phone calls. We gotta ask you to take those out. And they were very nice about it, and they didn't want to do it. Like, I love the Hotel Pennsylvania and how little it fucks with us. Like, how much they give us so much free rein. We mess these hotel rooms up. And they just let us go because they love us here. And on that note, the weekend after Hope Number 5 was the Republican National Convention at Madison Square Garden, which is
right.
across the street,
yeah.
which means this hotel was booked. Solid. And the owner of the hotel, or the dude who runs it, or whoever writes letters, wrote a letter to 2600 / Emmanuel Goldstein saying that by far, like far and away, we were a much better organization to have stay here and use their facilities than everybody from the Republican National Convention. We were much more civilized and well-behaved and respectful than people who were here for the RNC.
Yeah,
and they said they, you know, et cetera. They love having us here every time. They look very, very much forward to seeing us.
Well, they don't have to do anything. We do it all.
Well, right, yeah. But we clean up when we're done.
Right.
Like this mezzanine floor should be absolutely horrific by now.
Yeah.
And it looks the same every year.
Yeah.
We leave everything how we found it.
Yeah.
And because they cut us such a deal, why would we screw with that? We need to make sure they always want us back. But like to actually call out the RNC and say, "Hey, you guys are way better than the RNC." that was substantial. Like, it wasn't just like a stroke in us letter.
Right.
They actually said, "Listen, we have the RNC here, and it was horrible."
Right.
So, you guys are better than the Republicans. All right. That was one of my favorite hopes.
I suppose that makes us a political party? The hacker party?
I don't know.
On that note, on the note of the hotel, anybody who is listening at the conference, there is a petition at... on one of the desks
yes.
out there to save the hotel. You must sign. You must sign.
There's one at the front desk of the hotel. There's one right by the Club Mate vendor up in the mezzanine. And I told them to put a bunch down at the registration desk and just tell everybody who comes in to register, by the way, sign this.
Yes.
I don't know if that's true. I hope it's the case. That petition is to stop the demolition of this very hotel that the conference is being held in. Pretty much, if this hotel is gone, they've already confirmed no other hotel anywhere near here or any space would be willing to give us anywhere near the kind of deal that this place does.
Right.
We can barely afford this. This is pretty much paid for with pre-registrations, which is why we push it so hard.
Right.
So if this hotel gets torn down, which they've been talking about for a few years now and are very serious about because they're renovating this entire area, everything around the hotel will be torn down. So it's very hard to convince them not to also tear down this hotel.
With the exception of Madison Square Garden.
Well, oh, yeah, I mean, everything on this block.
Right.
Yeah, and I admit the area doesn't need to be renovated, but if this hotel is gone, there's no more hope. Essentially what that means. So.
Does that include the illustrious Manhattan Mall? That's basically around the corner.
Probably not. I think that's part of the new renovation.
Oh. Yeah, they're basically extending the mall out to the entire place.
There you go.
Yeah, it's really bizarre.
They've been doing a lot. Did you see is that Broadway they closed down half of and put outdoor seating in? Yeah. What? The busiest street in Manhattan. They closed half the lanes and made it cafe seating in a location where there's no restaurants.
Yeah.
I think that was awesome.
Yeah, that was weird.
I think there's like a Nathan's Hot Dogs there, but there's 40,000 tables outside to sit in.
Yeah. And they painted the street green. And
yeah, oh yeah. It still looks like a street with a fence in it. Yeah, so if you haven't yet, please go sign that petition. They're not asking for money or personal information other than a name and the city you live in.
And an email address, but obviously all of that.
You don't even have to give an email address. Just the signature is the most important part.
Yes.
Because it is a legal partition. It's not some crap floating around the internet where we're going to stop Facebook from charging us to use it.
I mean, you guys are part of that group on Facebook, right? To stop Facebook from...
Yeah, I hate that they keep raising the rate.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't even started yet, and now, out of nowhere, it's going to be like $19.99 for me to use Facebook, and I'd pay it. I just don't want to have to. Facebook is that important. I mean, there's no other free site out there, anything like Facebook, that we could use. We have no choice.
How else are you going to play Mafia Wars?
Yeah. Do you have any experience points I have in Mafia Wars? I mean,
yeah.
I can't lose that.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned Mafia Wars specifically, but I'm covered by an NDA, so I can't talk too much about that anyway.
Why did you say any of that?
I don't know. I'm tired.
Okay, we got Cobalt Ben.
Yay!
Cobalt also had.
I found some with beer that fit and drank it.
And there is beer.
Another fine veteran of. You didn't bring our buddy Zach a beer?
Yeah, there's a beer.
Yeah,
there's
a beer.
A beer.
And it's a Sapporo, Zach. Too. It's not like Miller Lite.
I
brought real beer.
There's beer elsewhere, too. So.
The, there's a tip, alcohol tip for the congoers. If you go directly across the street into Penn Station and take the escalator down, directly at the bottom of the escalator, there's Duane Reade on the right side that's open very, very late, that has very acceptably priced 24-ounce beers. So if you're looking for the hookup on the booze, bottom of the escalator in Penn Station.
Okay.
There you go.
We need some headphones.
It's just a contour.
Oh, we've got the...
People are out of head... Oh.
No. I've got a pair over here. And we've got money.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There's some clip-ons. You gotta plug them in.
All the headphones are trapped under a feather boa.
Feather boa.
On the
table.
Oh,
why don't we?
You said you gave it to Bunny.
Why don't we go easy on it?
The feather boa, it's lovely. It's just obscuring all of the headphones.
You did forget to call it out in your room description.
Yeah, I did. Well, I guess I was really describing more the walls, not
yes.
all the...
So are you saying that you're immediately attracted to all the dicks? Is that what you're saying?
And the magnets.
How the fuck do they
work?
Oh, yeah. Blue, you missed that. It's fucking magnets. How do they work?
Apparently.
Yeah. Fuck ICP.
That was a consensus. We're here to mock them, not align ourselves.
Holy shit. Well, now we have to share mics.
I must say, you were a very useful guest, Zach.
All
right. Well. I'm glad I didn't pick some random hot chick who, like, is boring as hell.
Hookers have stories, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm willing to relinquish my duties as guest.
Okay, so we have kept you in this hot, hot booth long enough. All right, Zach, everybody. If you happen to recognize his voice out there, go ahead and buy him a beer for making your radio time a little less boring.
Yeah, or if you don't want to and you just want to point and laugh, that's fine, too.
Yeah, that's how I found him, is everybody was pointing and laughing at him, and so I said, oh, that guy? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, Darko, we get some applause to...
Darko's not
out
there.
Oh. Everybody in the room, can we get some applause?
He's not here right now.
Or the Murdergasm. Murdergasm in honor of Zach. Can you make that happen?
It's Dean of the American Heart
Oh, okay. Dean, do you hit the screaming woman, please?
Please. It is showing me right that
way. See you later, Zach.
Thanks.
Why just press a random button? I don't know whether it's...
Yeah, or just push some buttons. That's
right, cool.
Yeah, what do you got? If you push a button and get the murdering woman, I buy you a beer. That's how that works. Go.
Oh, wow. So apparently the registration desk cannot hear us.
Press
is
on, press
is
on. Which one was it? I was actually watching him earlier. I forgot which button he pressed.
All right. Who wrote Johnny Xmas was in this cooter?
Cooter?
Oh, because cooter. All right.
It's on the
wall whatever.
Behind you. I give that chick a happy trail. It's hilarious.
There's someone behind you. It's Johnny.
Can somebody put some hair on her chest?
She wants to be inside of you.
Yeah. Shouldn't that say Dick Goes Where? Isn't that... I'm going to fix it.
I left enough space. Go for it, Parker.
These things are too big for my head.
Why didn't you bring some women back, Bunny?
Because I didn't find any in the bathroom.
Wow, we're creeping. This is amazing.
Gotta be all secret.
Oh.
I'm still looking for that screaming woman button. I can't find it yet.
Who it's is slightly that? Above the thighs and slightly below the belly button.
There
just
you
for
go.
Reference.
Five. Ooh, there's a phone over here.
Oh, that's my phone. There. Yeah. That's mine.
You're not left-handed, are you?
I am indeed.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Sorry you can't make phone calls.
So
is this the meme of the con then?
What?
It
fucking
is now.
Magnets. How do they work?
All right.
Okay. Now we're moving around.
I'm not sure what we're doing.
Can we talk about this petition some more to prevent this lovely den of iniquity from getting demolished?
That's what we were talking about? Sorry, I was outside, so I have no idea.
That's what we were talking about, yeah.
So there's a petition, and you need to get your ass from wherever you are to the petition and sign it.
Yes.
The petition, I do believe, is at the registration desk, right?
There are a few of them, apparently.
Okay.
There are some located, actually, where they're selling glute mate. There are some.
I cannot hear him.
Sorry.
I can hear him.
Hello. For those who... Okay, I'm going to get up on that mic. I'm going to bite the mic.
Yeah,
there are some located over at the Club Mate vending stall, and there are a few others located over at security desk.
I swear he's not coming across my headphones at all.
I can hear him just fine.
I can
that's weird.
Apparently I have the defective mic.
No, you do not have the defective mic.
I can only
mic.
Really
Bunny
hear him.
Has the
she has
ears.
The defective
I can't
headphones.
Hear you. I can hear him over it wonderfully. I can't hear me, you, or you.
This is why we do a mic test before the show, isn't that right?
Oh, no, we had those.
Oh, we had those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think I just got...
They work.
I
they
got
work.
Messed up headphones.
Okay, well, perhaps we might have a loose connection. Da, 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 da.
It's BOA interference. Clearly.
Must be the magnets.
Yep.
Exactly.
So this is the inside of our famous studio.
It is, yes.
I absolutely love it. This is
recently redecorated.
Yeah,
recently.
You got to add a little love to it before you leave.
Oh, so this is a requirement. One has to somehow add to the decor.
Love the walls.
Love the walls.
Right over there. There's a spot.
I see.
There's the glory hall to love. Glory hall. Glory hole. There you go.
Well, this is very interesting. I'm going to have to think about what exactly I'm going to put on
there's
the wall.
There's a whole empty sheet right there. With absolutely nothing on it.
Oh.
Ooh.
And that one.
This is
no, well, technically it has that.
A nose and...
A nose and fingertips.
It's Kilroy turned 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, gee, I wonder. Can we say on air what we have on the wall, or should we just leave it to the audience's imagination?
Well, I think we discussed a lot of what we've already drawn.
It's been discussed.
It has been discussed.
As we were writing it, actually.
Oh, we could go back to, you know, schedules and stuff.
And I'll
and
just start
coming
to squeaking
up, you know?
On the board.
What is coming up?
You're,
have we
you're
figured
looking,
out?
You're
we don't know.
At
I'm looking,
what's
I'm
coming
looking
up
at,
for us or for Hope?
For us, yes.
For us, next is Telefreak.
Telefreak, okay.
And then...
Are they here yet, or are we still talking? Are we trying to...
I don't think Beav's out there. I didn't see him when I just came in.
Well...
But, I mean, he knows. He knows. He'll be here. I trust him.
Okay.
Beav, if you can hear me, I trust you.
We need crickets.
What is on after? I don't remember. I know it. We have the phone
there's
losers.
PLE at some time.
Yeah, we have
eight.
The PLE at 8. PLE?
Yeah.
PLA.
PLA.
Phone Losers of America.
That should be interesting. It always is.
Oh, I should probably turn on my data network.
And Murdoch's like playing music or some shit later tonight, right?
Yes. Tomorrow.
Murdoch's is tonight.
The Murdoch is actually tomorrow.
Oh, so tonight's Pan.
Actually, it's Sunday morning, 4 to 5, I believe.
Okay. So tonight's is Pan, which I hope he's here. Pan, if you're somewhere, it'd be awesome if you could show up. Because he didn't show. He was supposed to do the Man on the Street interviews at noon.
Oh, busted.
Yeah, he didn't arrive. So I don't know if he like got stuck somewhere and hasn't made it to Hope yet or what.
He's entered into a virtual reality, a place without domain or location. He is somewhere in the dead zone. And so is this microphone.
Thank you.
Damn thing.
Are you plugged in?
I'm plugged
into
something.
Can you guys hear him? Because you said you guys can hear him.
I can hear him.
I can hear myself.
Then he's working fine. I mean, I can hear him outside the headphones. So, I mean, I can still hear him, just not through the headphones.
Which is the key to everything, yes. Of course.
As long as you're going across. I just got messed up headphones.
Oh,
but I just really like blue, because that's the only person I can hear through.
Oh, well.
What are you going to do?
It loves you.
Have a hissy fit.
So,
let's see,
we can talk about what's going on. I'm trying to pull up the stupid...
Let's see. Easy hacks on telephone entry systems. Buying privacy in digitized city. I thought that was something you're supposed to lose, like virginity. Design of a wireless EMG.
What is that?
I have no idea.
EMG.
Brilliance exploits. A look at Vancouver 2010 Olympics.
Okay.
That's my exact
attitude. Oh, the Olympics one?
Yeah.
That's A-Freak's talk. He'll be on. He's doing a classic consoles talk on Sunday.
Okay. Do you have any idea what it is?
Which one? The Olympic talk?
Yes.
So it's exploits. That's all I know. Exploits that about the Olympics. I
thought the greatest exploit was to come out with the gold.
I don't know. I kind of figured that maybe, you know, it would be a surprise. So well, I don't really want to ruin it and ask everything.
Well, one of the interesting ones that own your phone right now in the Tesla room. No one actually ever does. Are these devices licensed? Do you have to purchase them? Don't you have to throw them back to the carrier at some point or purchaser?
You own them. You just can't use them anywhere else.
So, in other words, they're useless after the contract expires.
Well, I guess not. If there's a
We have the streaming talk of the OpenAMD project. That's on after Telefreak at 6.
Oh, okay.
That one will be interesting.
And then we're not really sure what we're not sure.
Are they up yet?
If the OpenAMD
project
works.
The latest information I have is that the website, the web server is up. They're just putting the final details on it.
So we royally screwed up our loaded, and we still beat the AMD project
again.
Well, again. As an ex AMD, I'm sorry, folks, for last time, but this can be expected.
Oh,
ceiling collapse! Ceiling collapse!
Oh, God!
Earthquake!
What are you doing with the ceiling?
I got it. Stop fucking the ceiling.
Okay, anyways, back to what I was going to say. We're not really sure what's coming on at 7. It's either going to be lockpicking or knock-knock talk.
I think what happened, so
far there was too much
love on the wall. Who's there?
There was a lot of love on the wall.
Who wants to listen to the knock, guys?
Yeah, seriously, what...
And then after that, we have the PLA at 8, and then we're streaming the Hackerspaces talk.
You gave the PLA a radio show.
Well,
yes.
Look.
You guys are the most offensive people here.
And then 11, 11:30.
If it weren't for my knowledge of the FCC words, I could just, you know, explain the whole thing to you, but my hands are so tied.
The FCC doesn't apply to us here.
Shh, don't tell them that the narcs are here.
So anyways, 11:30 is the Hope recap for the day, hosted by random people of Radio Statler, which will probably be me and Cooter, and I imagine we'll just grab Johnny and Blue at the same time. And 11:30 starts the concert, and that goes all the way to 2 a.m. And then after that, we should all be out drunk.
I forgot about the concert.
Yeah,
how could you forget about the concert?
At 11:30.
I just hope we don't have any
concert.
More...
Concert? What concert?
I just hope we don't have any more plants.
The circuit bending concert. We have two nights. Remember the concerts both nights. We have six bands. Three on one night, three on the next night.
But
and
we have
three visualists.
Happened, I think the 8 tried out and 2 were booted immediately, and that was the beginning of the series.
Yeah, we have 3 each night.
Okay. So what week are we in?
I believe we're in week 0.
So how many people do we get to vote off? 2 more?
I think
we do. We need a panel of judges.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, and I guess we should say that right after the concert is going to be the late night round table presented by the person sitting next to me.
Good evening.
with the 800 million sound piles.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And like 8 million other people who are supposed to show up, and probably lots of alcohol.
It may not be very good quality, but at least it'll be somewhat entertaining.
Yeah.
Should be.
Or confusing.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's called the Snuggles Gorilla Radio. That's what Pan called it, the music bit after that.
Snuggles Gorilla Radio.
Yes. That's what he had me name it.
Wow. You know, I'm getting a vision right now of a commercial I've seen on television perhaps 10 years ago.
With the Rambo teddy bear from the Snuggle.
And mashed with, you know, Rage Against the Machine somehow. This will be a very interesting fusion, or at least a very interesting juxtaposition of contrast, which is redundant as well.
Are we going to keep going into the end of the day? We're going to keep going?
No. Well, I mean, we can. I mean, how much time do we have left?
Do we want to talk about what's here tomorrow?
We got 10 minutes. We got like 10 minutes.
Well, I think we should give a brief interlude on tomorrow, because...
Tomorrow, I'll list down the live shows, you know, the original content. Ah.
The important ones.
We have... The first thing is we got Hack Miami.
Don't miss it.
On bright and early at 9:30.
What? 9:30?
9:30 in the morning.
You mean while that yellow ball is up in the sky?
Who the fuck wakes up at 9:30? Really?
The Hack Miami?
That's usually when I go to sleep.
Who the fuck would do a show at 9:30?
I'm still going to be up drinking.
They must
that's ridiculous.
That was when it was.
I haven't slept in 2 days.
You can't sleep at Hope.
Yes, you can. You either sleep or you fall down.
No, you either stay up or you fail. That's
I was sitting there at the keynote because we were trying to get it, and apparently the AV people were... we're not talking to this right. I don't know.
We were smoking with an AV person, and I was wondering, do we have it finally working I don't have to yell at the AV people that I'm smoking with?
It's not the AV people. It's
I thought it was.
It's apparently the streaming people not communicating with the AV people as to why.
Very strange for a bunch of people in communications not to communicate.
Yes.
So, oh, sweet irony.
So I was up there.
I can
and
hear you
I was
drinking that.
Ultimately,
yeah, pass it around.
Does it make you jealous?
No, I just hear the air going through.
So I'm sitting there, and ultimately I decide that I'm just going to take out my phone and record it so that we could play it later, or at least parts of it. So I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting down for the first time and not doing anything in
fall asleep with the phone
up. So I was like, yeah, and all of a sudden in the middle of the recording, all you hear is... when the phone drops, I'm like, oh, shit.
You know, well, considering the amount of preparation we put into this, I mean, just building the studio, putting everything up online, keeping
it
order, starts at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, you guys do deserve some rest. You are entitled to that luxury.
I got an hour of rest at like 7 o'clock this
morning. Well, hopefully I'll get some rest before I go on air.
At this point, I'm just thinking about getting drunk. I don't think I'm worried about sleeping right now.
I wonder if I have the
everybody,
money
please get me drunk tonight.
Okay.
Please
I think
me
that'll
beers.
Be the, okay, we're going
to
make
I
that the theme of the show.
Last night, and you're like,
no, because I had to actually work last night.
I don't even know who you are. Stop touching me.
So yeah, everybody
that
who
was
owes
you?
Me free beer.
Don't put it in me.
Whoever owes me free beer. Please arrive about 9 or 10 o'clock tonight at the booth.
And bring the extras, please, to the late night show, 2 a.m., sobriety not included.
I don't think anybody's going to be
sober. Oh,
at that
tomorrow.
Point,
by the way, tomorrow is our special keynote for WikiLeaks. So, what's going to happen with that one?
We don't know.
Yeah,
no one seems to know.
It's
shrouded in mystery.
So is this like a new thing? Keynote speakers at Hope are going to get arrested at the conference?
Well, I think it might be the running gag, really.
And also 5 minutes before their talk, because that's when they can finally pinpoint their location.
Yeah, but how long will it take for them to pinpoint the location, call the judge, get the warrant, print it out, bring it over to the hotel?
Well, they already had it pre-ready. They're like, they're
going
to be there.
They're just looking for him. As soon as they have a location, they can go.
I've got a wonderful theory that, or maybe this is an illusion, maybe this is a delusion, but I would like to see, you know, the narcs start walking up into the room as the speaker arrives, and it turns out to be a robot or something. I would just love to see them arresting something that isn't even sentient.
like a big sex doll.
And meanwhile...
And meanwhile,
you know, you see Osama bin Laden walk by, and they don't have the warrant.
Tiptoeing Bugs Bunny style behind the narc.
Pay no attention to the terrorist in the background.
All of the attendees pull up their t-shirts and they're all wearing FBI clothes.
Or tie-dye or
something. So many pre-registration.
So whoever knew it was coming.
I didn't notice that Rambam is giving the exact
exact same talk that he did not give at the last.
Yes, he's got a 3-hour slot, and we are only streaming the first hour.
For the rest of it, you can find it probably floating around on Pirate Bay.
Has he done that talk before, too? Where he does the
Yes.
Awesome talk.
It's Ray, he's the one that got arrested 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a great lecture. There's just one problem. It's repetitive.
Yeah. And he Google bashes so much.
Well, that's so easy to do.
Well, I know, but I mean, he really Google bashes.
The best part is that he gives live examples, which are the coolest things.
Absolutely.
I wasn't bored at all through any of his talk.
Really? I got up and left after about the first hour or less.
Well, that's probably because you knew the whole spiel.
I couldn't take it. I need something, you know, right from the start to...
It's the kind of talk that you have to see once, and then after that,
yeah,
it's
never again. Precisely.
It's kind of about like how the government is not watching you because everybody else already is, and the government just has to dip into those resources.
Well, that's the whole basic premise. It's that commerce will do what it has to do in order to survive because they have that added impetus of showing money at the end
not
of every quarter.
You, advertisers are.
Yeah, precisely.
And the advertisers are more than happy to work with the government.
But of course, Fox is looking everywhere because they just love having proof of you smoking a joint 5 years before you get nominated to some, Supreme Court position. I don't know.
So basically what we're saying is you can expect the Julian Assange talk in 2 years, assuming the hotel pen doesn't get demolished before then.
Zach was using those.
What's he have in his head?
I don't know.
Ooh, that is the most odoriferous pair of headphones I have ever had the misfortune of whiffing.
Very squeaky.
Oh, please take it to a hotel. You know.
Wait, do that again.
Okay, sound effects, number one.
No, cold
though. Oh, that's love right there.
Steve!
And you thought, oh.
That's real love.
I love it when you touch me there.
A man and a horse and a cow can express.
Only Prairie Home Companion would carry this stuff. Garrison Keillor, eat your heart out. Which is an interesting thought in
and of
itself.
Never fails. No matter what we talk about, we end up going back to hookers and sex.
But sex is that wonderful impetus.
Well,
everything
this is hope
for sex. Let there be hope.
What's that got to do with hookers and sex? I mean,
you got to be hopeful in order to come here, in order to get laid.
Hope is like sex. You go once, and then all you think about is going back.
That was weak.
That was weak.
They can't all be winners.
Do we have a gong?
Gong. There actually is a sex museum in Manhattan.
It's terrible.
It's really sad.
It's absolutely sad.
A sex museum? What would one have in a sex museum?
Let me put you this way.
Is it like wax figures?
No. Can you visualize your grandparents having sex?
Wait, my parents?
Your grandparents.
My grandparents?
Yes.
Well, I've ran into my mom and my stepdad when I was
that doesn't
like
count.
10.
You physically ran into the church.
Basically,
you
I like
come that, that wasn't like ah.
It's very sad. I mean, they don't have any French etchings. They don't have, you know, for example, History of the World, where you have the first homosexual marriage or the first heterosexual marriage. It's just sad. It really takes the joy out of it.
It's like somebody's.
Instead, here's what you do.
Unguided, overzealous porn collection that just happened to get big enough to build it, put into its own building.
But was never good enough to actually be put online.
Yeah, it's nothing like... Like, none of the exhibits have enough information to be, like, considered museum quality.
Can I interrupt everybody for one moment?
No.
We have 2 minutes till 5. Can Engineer tell us if Telefreak's hanging outside the booth?
Actually, Telefreak just showed up a couple minutes ago.
Score.
Wonderful.
Send them in.
Right.
Yay.
Welcome
you guys can
in.
Finally get rid
Bienvenue.
Of us.
Come on in.
Waiting for the door to open.
Waiting
come
for
on,
somebody
door
to step
open.
In front of the door.
And the door's open.
Insert beef.
Hold that thought.
And now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we gotta disappear.
Yes.
So, engineer, could you put on a little tune
later,
for
bitches.
A few minutes?
And Telefreak.
Telefreak. Anything else?
Did you hear me, engineer?
He quit.
Whatever. We're just gonna go.
Okay, we're just gonna switch. So, if there's silence, I am sorry.
These are the messed up ones. Just
okay.
So you know.
No, those are mine. I'm taking them back.
Well, they're messed up.
You
well, the other ones.
Mine?
You guys have headphones?
Headphones?
Actually, like earbuds. You know what? I might have taken them out of my bag.
Can they
use
those?
I'll leave mine. It's fine.
Oh, those are yours?
Yeah, those are mine.
Okay, we've got these. For the most part, you can kind of hear each other.
Okay.
You're all listening to us.
All right. Now. Well, we're going
to... It's just one of you should at least be able to hear the engineer.
Okay.